question is asked in halakha if it would be permissible for someone to go to a charity collector, whether it's an ani or for an institution, and give him names of people of means where he can go collect money. Can you give names over where now he's going to go solicit those people, even though you didn't ask them for permission beforehand? The question is really based on a pasuk that says, "Mevarech le'ehu bekol gadol v'boker hashkem kelala tehashev lo." The pasuk writes that somebody that blesses his friend in public, so to speak, and says how generous he is, so that could become a curse to him. Kelala tehashev lo. You're not blessing him; you're cursing him. So the Mefarshim explain why, because now. And actually, Rashi gives two explanations. Rashi says the reason why it's a kilala is because now bad people are going to find out that there's a rich man around, and they're going to go and they're going to steal his money. They're going to take his money. So if that's the whole reason, the chaura, if we're talking about good people that are not suspicious of mugging or taking somebody's money, so therefore the chaura, there wouldn't be a problem in telling the solicitor that there's a rich man over here. If we're talking about good people, that she's only bothered about bad people might take advantage. And furthermore, if the person is known to be wealthy, without this person publicizing it, he's known anyway to be a generous person, so therefore also it's not a problem. The gizarav that she was, that they're going to find out that he's a man of means, but it's common knowledge. Even according to the second explanation of Rashi, that says we're worried that people might flood the guy's house and eat all his food. What does he mean, Rashi? He's concerned that the, obviously also not decent people, because decent people only come to a person's house to eat with an invitation. So we're talking about people that are not kuth. They might bombard the guy's house. He might be embarrassed to tell them no. Because they want to eat something, and therefore he's going to give them what he doesn't have, and he's going to be in a situation. However, that might be, again, also with people that are not kuth and not decent. But a normal guy, let's say a rich man, would not be embarrassed if somebody came to him and he gives him a normal donation, and the fellow asks for a higher donation. It's not embarrassing for the rich man to say, well, I don't have now, I can't do it, it's beyond my means. Or, I'm tight right now. It's not an embarrassing situation. As a matter of fact, the halakha says the gabbai tzedakah, the charity collectors, are allowed to go from the community, are allowed to go to all people, and they don't have to suspect that maybe the person that they're going to is going to get embarrassed when they solicit him. So therefore, the halakha, Rabbi Feinstein, comes out, as long as the people are decent, and normal people that are collecting for either themselves or for institutions, it will be a mitzvah to give them information where exactly they can get help and where they can collect. And we do not have to be concerned, as long as they're decent people, that they're going to come and rob money or extort money from this person. Or we do not have to suspect either that the person is going to be embarrassed to give a certain amount of donation. In the case of the food, we're concerned that they're all going to bombard him at the same time, and they're going to come to his house, and now already he's got to give them. But when a guy comes to ask for money, the rich man will say, I can only give you this amount of money at the time, and therefore there is no bushah. Therefore, the halakha, it is mutar to give over this information to the collectors.